Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
California deputy is on leave after his loaded gun was found by a 9-year-old boy at an Airbnb in South Lake Tahoe.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
The boy's family said he found a badge and a loaded gun in a bedroom drawer about 10 minutes after they arrived at the Airbnb. The boy's dad said they thought it was fake at first. The deputy had apparently stayed at the home recently and left the gun behind by mistake.
Yeah, I always see that on the, I think it was an NYPD Blue episode where... I forget which character, but he lost his gun.
You get fired for that, yeah. You can get fired.
Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah. Oh, Schroeder, that's right. He lost his gun.
He lost his gun. Right. You know, that was kind of a big deal.
Well, because there's crimes committed with the police gun. I think, well, Michael's a lawyer, but I've heard that's bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That might cost you your job.
Yeah.
You would think that's the one thing you're not going to forget.
Yeah, I'm not a cop.
I'm not a cop, for a damn good reason.
I've seen it, you know, we just watch movies where they just take the holster out, put it on their counter, wherever they live. And
it's just part of their person.
Yeah.
You know, it's like losing your wallet.
Right.
Oh, I forgot my wallet. Oh, I forgot my gun. Son of a bitch.
But, you know, all of us forget.
Where'd I put my gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm to the point when I, like, my keys, my wallet, and my phone.
Right.
I would be more likely to walk out of the house without shoes on than one of those three things.
Yeah, I keep them together.
Yeah, they're always right there together. I grab those three things.
Right, I grab them as a clump and put them in my pocket, wherever I go.
Have you ever done this? I've never done it, but I think about it because it's summertime, and you have a T-shirt on. You just have underwear on, and you just... You think you're just going around the house? You figure you got shorts on, and I've never done it, but I walk outside. I make sure I still have shorts on. I walk outside in my underwear,
checking for pants.
I've checked for pants. I actually have checked for pants.
See, I tend not to walk around the house in just my drawers.
Well, I do.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You walk around the house without a shirt on?
No, I've never. Yeah, you know, well, if I'm by myself, no, I really don't.
I never
understood why guys do that. And most time it's not in shape. It's just fat guys walking around without their shape. Yeah. I never got that.
Now, we impugned Lindog a lot yesterday because he lives the nudist lifestyle. Yeah. You figure he walks around the house naked? We'll have to ask him.
His kids live there.
Oh, that's right.
And they're grown, but they still don't want to see daddy naked. You don't want to see your dad naked, no matter who he is. You might want to see other guys' dads naked, puss.
And other guys' mom.
Well, that's a given. Michael, you live by yourself. You walk around with your shirt off?
No, but I do.
When you're underwear.
I don't mind going outside my underwear because nobody's going to see me.
You live in a compound.
Yeah.
You live in an icy
prison. Yeah, but you wear boxers, right?
No, I got briefs.
Yeah, I got briefs, too.
I don't even.
The T-shirt hangs low over the briefs. Looks sexy anyway.
I don't know.
No, it doesn't.
Does it?
Yeah. Not on me. Now, if a plane's coming by on final at Epley and I'm out on the deck, then maybe I'll go get out of the way.
You can see the house.
Yeah.
I've seen your house from the approach.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You got to be sitting on the right side of the plane.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
See Michael's house, but you can.
Yeah.
Smoke from the Australian bushfires is reportedly circling the globe.
In the Australian Open had to. Was bent down coughing. See that story?
Yeah.
Horrible pollution there.
Yeah.
The smoke has floated 10 miles high into the stratosphere. NASA uses satellites to help spot wildfires and detect changes in air quality. Scientists say the smoke has affected air quality in other countries. The fires have burned 24 million acres since September and destroyed 2,000 homes and driven 700 animal species into extinction.
No,
that's crazy. And also, I mean, the whole country's on fire, and it's a huge disaster. But their 401ks are fine, so everything's good.
409. They have 409ks. Mm.
That clears everything up. Everybody's 401k.
Michael's probably more of a weather geek than I am. Is there also a jet stream in the southern hemisphere that would take that smoke and send it around the globe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just goes the opposite direction. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it even goes the same direction because the year's spinning the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The toilets go the opposite direction. Yeah. That's the equator thing, right?
Yeah, I've seen that. I've been to the southern hemisphere once.
Yeah.
And your turd went the other way around?
Yep.
All right.
I watched it.
Well, you got to watch it. I would.
Just to make
I've never
sure.
been below the equator. I'll check it out.
You will.
And if you're apparently if you're right on the equator,
does it, go
it
straight
doesn't
down?
Spin. Yeah, just go straight down.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's how you can tell when you cross the equator.
Right. I've never been right on the equator.
Pooping. How many miles on the equator though? Could you poop and it would not?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, I mean, is it one direct spot? You go 5 feet the other way, it starts spinning.
That's I don't know.
It's
got to
be some
that.
Mile. That's a great question, actually. Or a question.
But it may be, like a 10-mile radius.
Can't be much more than that, you think?
No.
When you start getting, what country's right on the equator?
Like Ecuador.
Okay. Yeah. I was watching people move down there, one of those shows, House Hunters, moved to Ecuador. They should have brought that up.
Yeah.
Do my turds just go straight down here or not?
Guy I used to work with, his husband's from Ecuador, so he's there a lot.
Okay.
He's gay.
I figured that out. Yeah. It doesn't...
Guy with a husband
means
he's gay.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We don't care.
We don't.
No, he's a
that
good,
pisses
he's
off people that don't even care.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Survey of 2,000 Americans looked at people's attitudes on fitness, on well-being, and what motivates them. This was conducted by One Poll on behalf of Freeletics, a fitness and lifestyle coaching app. And 69% of us, well, according to this fitness and lifestyle app, 69% of those polled say that the only thing that would get them into shape is the help of a personal trainer. But that costs too much, so I'm not going to get into shape.
So they don't bother.
And that's crap. That's such a crap line. And I've had people work out with, and you have to do the work. No matter who's pushing you, you have to do it.
And there's plenty of resources at your disposal to get the information you need.
Right.
The only thing is the help of a personal trainer.
But since I did the physical therapy, since I go to yoga classes, I find it's much more motivating to have someone bark at you. Otherwise,
I've never felt that
I would cut.
That's because I played sports my whole life and I just got tired of yelling at me.
I would probably cut the workout 10 minutes short if somebody wasn't telling me, let's do this, let's do this.
But you still have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
These people are just saying, nobody's yelling at me.
I'm happy to put in the work, but if it were up to me, if I drew out the program, it would probably be a little abbreviated.
Yeah.
You're tired.
I understand that mindset completely.
Yeah, 76% of the Americans surveyed said they wish getting a personal trainer was more affordable. Well, yeah, but they have to live too.
Yeah,
yeah, I understand. Right.
How much does one cost?
Oh, you're probably in the $30 an hour.
Yeah, $30 an hour.
At least $20 an hour.
Right. Yeah. $20 to $30 a session.
Right.
That's why, I suggest to a lot of
everybody
people.
Everybody has a service. Yeah. You paid for it, right?
Take yoga, but, they can't afford it. It's 10, 15 bucks a class in some instances.
Yeah, and most of those places that, if you want the monthly unlimited, for yoga or CrossFit or any of those things, it's $150 a month.
Yeah. It's a major investment. It's like, do I want fuel for the plane or should I pay for my fitness class?
85% of respondents said they motivate themselves by comparing their progress through photos and measurements and selfies.
That's fine, but don't put them, we don't care. And stop it on your social media. It's just, it's like the most narcissistic crap, and that's coming from this show.
Yeah, I got
it. It's just stupid.
Facebook friend who...
stop it. Yeah. Stop it.
Shirtless pictures all
stop
the
it.
Time.
Stop it. That's just showing off. Nobody cares.
So.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Well, surely somebody does.
They do.
According to this emailer, the...
Nobody cares, by the way, if you... I saw one yesterday about just... There was some dude, I don't know, but he's on Facebook and just saying... I did all this year. I haven't drank, and I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm thinking, okay, I don't care.
Well, that's what social media is for—to share.
No. And then it was like I'm going to do this, and if you do that, I mean, it's. I think it's shaming, actually.
Did it come off as bragging?
Yes. Like
that's
they all
what sounds
do.
Come
like they all do.
I'm better than you.
Like they all do.
I don't do this anymore.
Right. Exactly.
You shouldn't either.
Right. That
you can
kind
be
of
be like me.
Right.
I want to be like you. You're a douchebag.
Right. Thank you.
The toilet swirling in the opposite direction is a myth. It is controlled by...
You said you did. You said you saw it.
Is made. I swear it was going the other way.
No, it does.
It does.
What part of the southern hemisphere have you been to?
Oklahoma.
No,
he defended...
saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah.
Now, Todd, are you referencing the time you were in Chile?
Chile, yeah.
Chile, yeah.
That's the only time I've been...
And that's far south.
Chile.
In the southern hemisphere. Yeah. But it's way south. There's like a very small portion of humanity live further south.
Why does this
south?
Guy say it's a myth? Because you saw it. Did your wife see it?
Yeah, but he read it on Wikipedia, so, you know.
No, he may have been there. I could be wrong. I didn't pay that much attention, but I swear it was going, because it goes clockwise here. If I flush the toilet here, it goes clockwise.
I don't think you're watching that much, but I'm trying to think how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes clockwise here. You're right. It does.
And counterclockwise in Chile.
I was just in the hopper.
That's right.
Yeah. I had a jet fuel dump, by the way, last break.
Very good.
It helped me land back into the seat a little bit lighter.
Drop it on the kids?
I almost did.
Don't drop it on the kids.
I almost did. You kids get away. The orphan was in the hallway at the time. I said, get out of the way.
Get back in the office.
One of your daddies got a poop.
He said, I'm hungry.
I said, ask Craig. He's got ramen.
Don't light a match. The whole place may go up.
He's got a ramen.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of protein shakes in there. That kid should be fine.
Yeah.
So the top five excuses people have to not exercise or maintain their healthy habits, many of them seem the same.
Lay off me, I'm starving!
Many of these excuses seem similar. So I don't know how they break them down into five. The gym is too far away.
There's gyms everywhere.
Yeah. If you live in a metro area, you're gonna have plenty of choices.
Yeah, you could find one 5-10 minutes away, top.
Yeah.
Now, this seems all-encompassing, like that would encompass the other three. I don't have the motivation.
Yeah.
Well, then
that's number one.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have that. The other ones don't even come into play.
Number four. At number three, I feel I'm already too unfit. Okay, I don't have motivation because I'm too fat.
Yeah. Oh, so you're beyond the point of no return. Why bother?
Yeah, what's the point?
Well, you might not ever get, like, ripped because most people don't get ripped, but you're still going to be healthy if you do something.
Yeah. I don't see results, so that's not motivating
me.
It's
going to take a while to get results.
I don't have the motivation in that sense because I don't see results.
You got to do it quite a bit, and you got to do it on a regular basis to see any kind of results.
But you're still better moving than not moving.
Yeah, even if you're working out just a couple days a week, it's better than
or
not
just
working
walking.
Out.
And I don't have time. That's about a third of us.
That's probably the most.
And that is a reasonable thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people, I've heard.
How long do you have to spend at the gym?
I've heard people work 8 to 10 hours a day some places. That's crazy talk.
Yeah. How long do you have to actually spend at the gym?
Not much.
An hour. You can't get it done in an hour. Yeah. You're not working hard enough.
Or you spend too much time socializing.
And you look on the interwebs, you can find.
You can do it 30, 40 minutes.
Right. Do this 10-minute workout.
Right.
And you'll get results. If you do the 10-minute workout every day.
You're not going to the gym for a 10-minute workout,
no,
are you?
No, this is stuff you would
That's
do
what I'm talking about. Going to the gym.
You would do this 10-minute workout at home.
I bet most people that go to the gym are there for 45 minutes to an hour.
That's probably total.
Getting changed and getting in and getting out the whole bit.
I mean, for me, that's probably an hour 10 if you count all that.
I tend to be busy all my hour 10s.
Craig, I know you too well to buy that.
And that's the increments they come in, too, by the way. I got hour 10s.
Because if I want to go to a yoga class, clock. I will leave the house about 4 o'clock. Class starts about 4:30. Yeah, 4:30, something like that. And then you
and
go
you
for
bend
an hour.
Over with all the ladies, right?
Yeah. You go for an hour 15. You know, it's 6 o'clock by the time you get home.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a 2-hour commitment.
I live about 10 minutes from my gym, and door to door, from leaving my house to getting home, about an hour and a half, I'm gone.
All right.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people work, like Tyler said, they work 8-10 hours a day.
That's crazy talk. What kind of job is that?
Yeah.
Working America to death here.
Get out of that gig.
Five and out. Do it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.